Welcome to this week's class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Vayrastich Li Le'olam. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, which is also right before the holiday of Shavuot, in the year Tavshin Memches, and that's exactly 36 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the Prophets, which is from the Haftorah of the Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, where the verse says, "Ve'rastich li lo'olam v'yadato es Hashem." The Rebbe says it's known what the previous Rebbe said in reference to the behavior of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, on a year that Parshas Bamidbar was on the fifth day of the Sivan, which means it was Erev Shavuot, like in that year, 36 years ago, and the Rebbe said the Chassidic discourse, that before he lit the candles in Shabbat, he would say a Chassidic discourse on the verse, Suas Reish, elevate the head of the Jewish people, and on Shabbos afternoons, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek would say a Chassidic discourse on this verse, Rasticha Li Le'olam, and with the explanation, the way it's printed in the Likutei Torah. And just to point out that this verse is from the Haftorah of the Torah portion, and the Haftorah is connected to the whole Torah portion of our Midbar. Because the fact is that the Haftorah is the end of the Torah. After you read the Torah portion, you read the Haftorah, and we know everything goes based on what's at the end. And especially, it's explained in many places, the reason why they established to practice to read from the Haftorah from the prophets, that's because it was a decree from the king that they could not read the Torah portion, so they would read the Haftorah in place of the Torah portion with the same idea, the same theme. So you see that whatever's in the Haftorah has a real connection with the Torah portion of that week. So the question is, what is that? So the idea that's explained in that Chassidic discourse is that these verses, V'arasticha li le'olam, the Yadatas Hashem, what is it referring to? It's referring to the revolutionary idea that took place when God gave us the Torah. In other words, what is Matan Torah? What does it mean God gave us the Torah? Besides the fact that He gave the Torah, but it's also the engagement of the Jewish people and God. That's when we got engaged. And that's the definition of the verse, V'aristichili, that we're getting engaged to our Kadosh Baruch Hu through Matan Torah. And it was just like when there's an engagement and there's a marriage, literally, what does that mean? When you're engaged and you're married to someone, you're not allowed to be with anyone else. And like Rebbe brings in brackets, when the Rebbe said the Chassidic discourse, so then they were learning from the Maimonides that it speaks over there about a Jewish girl, a Israelite girl that got engaged to a priest. She wasn't married yet, so she's already allowed to eat truma. Why? Because once you're engaged, you there's a certain level of a connection. And so the same thing also happened in Matan Torah. We got engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we became unified and engaged to Hashem. So in other words, what's Rebbe saying? That Matan Torah accomplishes an engagement, a deep connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, Rebbe said a step further, that when it comes to engagement versus the eventual marriage, there's laws that engagement is even more stricter than marriage. Like we find in different discussions in the Encyclopedia Talmudot that speaks about the different stringencies of engagement over marriage. Now, in the engagement that took place in Matan Torah, so there's three levels. And like the verse says, in this verse, Varistichi, so it says three times Varisticha. So one it says, Varistichli lo'idim, you're engaged to me forever. And then it says, Varistichli betzedek, mishpat v'chesed v'rachamim, that we're going to be engaged with justice, with compassion, etc. And then it says a third time, Varistichli b'muna, that you're engaged with faith. And then the verse continues, V'yadatas Hashem, after the three levels of engagement, and us forever, with justice and with faith, then you'll know Hashem, which is obviously a very, very high level of Hashem giving Torah, up to the point where we have the power to know Hashem. I mean, that's a huge thing, to be able to comprehend, understand, and know Hashem. Now, here's one second. The fact is, in order to really, really know Hashem, be adopted Hashem, we know that's only going to happen in the future when Mashiach comes. Because when Mashiach comes, what's going to happen? We're going to have true knowledge in Hashem on the highest and the completest level. And that's also connected to the new Torah, so to speak, that's going to be given when Mashiach comes. But the fact is, even though the ultimate of Yedat Hashem, the ultimate knowing Hashem is when Mashiach comes, but nevertheless, and the Torah was going to be given in the future, but the fact is, everything was already given in Matan Torah. And like the expression is, that Matan Torah is only once. And Matan Torah, everything was given. Yes, it takes stages to connect to it. And ultimate connection is when Mashiach comes. But at Matan Torah, when we got engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gave us the full Torah. And that's why it says, V'arasticha li la'olam, that we're connected to Hashem forever. And it says, li, to me, Hashem, forever. What does that mean, li? So anytime there's an expression of li, to me, which means it's connected to me, and it doesn't get broken. So in other words, the engagement that took place between the Jewish people and God and Matan Torah is everlasting. And everything was given then. Even the things of the future. And especially, like it says in the verse, besides the fact that li, like we just explained, is forever, but it says v'arasticha li la'olam. It says that you engaged me forever. And the same thing is also understood, but the author explains in Tanya, in reference to all the revelations, it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, that everything already existed when a Matan Torah. Okay, so what Rebbe just explained, that the whole idea of Matan Torah is when we get engaged to Hashem, so to speak, and we get engaged in a way of forever, and at Matan Torah, everything was given. It takes a process till we can ultimately have the ultimate knowledge of Hashem, but everything was given then. Now, even though that everything was given as a gift of Matan Torah, but we all know that something is a gift, Hashem gives us a gift, but Hashem doesn't want, we should have, the Hebrew expression is called nama deksufa, shameful bread, which means a gift that's not worked on, something you don't work on, something you don't achieve, is a shameful bread, it's not really yours. It may be technically, you might have it or have technical ownership, but it's not really yours. But what's the ultimate? Hashem wants to give us a gift, but then He wants us also to work for it. In a way that we work, we get the real reward. So because Hashem wanted us to have the real reward, and it shouldn't be shameful bread, so after Hashem gave us everything, and Matan Torah, we had it all. All of a sudden Hashem, so to speak, shut off the lights. He created a concealment. And by creating the concealment, now already if we want to have Torah, and we want to have mitzvahs, and we want to have the relationship, we have to do our work. In other words, we have to always bring in everything that's revealed at Matan Torah. So there's two components. On one hand, Matan Torah, everything was given. We have it all. On the other hand, Hashem doesn't want us to have the shameful bread, so He concealed. But the beauty is that we don't have to create something new. We just got to take off the covering. We take off the covering by doing our avoda, our work. Now, so this work of taking off the concealment, that happens every single year as a preparation for Matan Torah. When does that start? It starts off on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right away in the beginning of the month. And Sivan, we know, is the third month, which is connected to Torah. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Torah is also level of three. So that's the first component. The third month of Sivan, which is Rosh Chodesh, connected to Torah. Afterwards, you have the 3 days of preparation for receiving the Torah, which is again connected to the idea of the Torah is connected to three. And then on the fifth day of the Sivan, we have the introduction. We said, Nasa v'nishma, we're going to go ahead and do even before we hear. And by going ahead and doing our avoid of starting from Rosh Chodesh, and by doing our avoid in the 3 days of preparation, and by doing the avoid of saying Nasa before Nishma, so that causes to bring down the two crowns from the angels on high, from the great angels, to every single Jewish person receives two crowns by doing our avoid. Now, so the truth is, these two crowns, how do they get created? They get created by doing our work. We do our work. We're the ones that create the crowns. And like the Rebbe brings a powerful medrash that says, a parable, a people of a country that went ahead and they made three crowns for the king as a gift. So what did the king do? He got three crowns on your head. You can only put one crown. You can't put on three. So he went ahead and he took one on his head, and two he put on his children. In other words, who made the crowns for the king? The people in the country. So the people that went ahead and made the crowns, that's the crown that Hashem uses to crown himself and to crown the Jewish people. And like we say in the prayers, in Musaf, Kesa Yitin Lecha Hashem Alekeinu, that the crown that we're going to give the Malachim, the angels, but Amcha Yisrael and the Jewish people. In other words, so who's the one that made the crowns? The Jewish people made the crowns. We made the crown that God used to crown himself and crown the Jewish people. Now, what does that mean? So besides the fact that we did our work that caused us to get to crown the king and crown the Jewish people, but we're standing when at the end of the Sfiras HaOmer, counting the Omer, that we start to count on the second day of Pesach, which is goes in at the spiritual work of counting the Omer, which means we're running. We're running away from Egypt. We're going to where? We're going to receive the Torah. And like it says in the prophets, Mashcheni Acharecha, in Songs of Songs, King Solomon says, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. Run after me. And Narutza, it doesn't say Narutz to run. It says Narutza, plural. Lashon Rabbim. Who's the plural that's running after? So it's referring to the two parts that we all have, two souls, the godly soul and the animal soul. And not only that, who's the one that's really running? Not the godly soul. The running is coming from the animal soul. Like it's explained that because when the animal soul is running, then you have the I'll say it in Hebrew, I'll translate it, the Yisrein Ha'orim Etecha Choshech. The real light comes from the darkness. When the godly soul is running to Matan Torah, that's our self-understood. But the fact that the animal soul is running to Matan Torah, that's revolutionary. That's the great light that comes from the darkness. And that's when you transform the physical world, the materialistic world, the dark world. And that causes that should bring, when we do our avoida, v'arasticha li l'olam, that's when Hashem says, I'm going to get engaged to you forever. In other words, that the connection and the relationship is an everlasting relationship. And what happens is we totally annul the decree where God is in heaven and we're down here, and we have a true union between heaven and earth. But that all happens, what? By us doing our spiritual avoida of transforming our animal soul to want to run after Hashem. So again, so to recap, so even though we received everything Matan Torah, Hashem wants us to do our avoida. When we do our avoida, obviously we create the crown, we create the real light into this world, and we create the ultimate blessing in the world. Now, just like it was in the Matan Torah the first time that we got everything, the same thing also happens when you're learning Torah. Every time you learn Torah, every day, every hour, anytime you learn, right here, you're learning Torah, anytime you're learning Torah, you draw down all the godly energy. And like the author brings in Torah in Parshas Yisroi, and he explains the verse that says, Ma lahalam, just like then, when we receive the Torah, was be'ema, v'yiro, was an awe, trepidation. Afkan, over here also, in other words, every time you sit and learn Torah, of every single person, we actually draw in the energy that we received when we received the Torah the first time. And when we learn Torah, we learn it in a way, like it says in the prophets, Tan l'shoini imrasecha. That we're actually repeating what Hashem is saying. Or like Ufi Yagid, like it says in the Ashrei in Psalms, Ufi Yagid Til Asecha, my mouth says your praises. You know, that it's saying by itself. Us and Hashem is connected in the deepest level. And this is connected to every single person. Why? Because we're all unified. Achdus Yisrael, we're all one. You know, it's like the famous expression, Ki Isha Echad B'Lev Echad, we're one person, one heart. And not only Ki'ish, like it's similar. No, but it's ki, it's like literally one. It's one person. We literally become all one. And so it's not only like love. Love, there's one person loving the other person. Like the hafta reich and kamocha, there's you, there's your friend, and you have to. So you love one and the other. But this also is connected to Matan Torah. Like it says that when Hashem went ahead and wanted to give the Jewish people Torah, so what does it say? He went ahead and he put the mountain on top of them. Which, what was the idea of putting the mountain on top of them? It wasn't pressure, it was actually tremendous love. But so that's one level of the relationship, where there's us and there's Hashem and there's love. But it's even more than that, it's actually become one. In other words, that it becomes one image, that the essence itself gets drawn down. And like it's explained, that where the verse says, every single day it should be like new. In other words, it's not like new, but literally becomes new, becomes one. So the point is that when we learn Torah, every single time we learn Torah, we have the power to create that, not only unity, but actually oneness by learning Torah. When we do our avodah in a complete way of being totally connected to Hashem, and on the first level, and also the other levels of getting, so to speak, connected to Hashem through the idea of a rasticha, then we come after the three levels. Then we come the Adatz Hashem. We can know Hashem. Which what is Das? Das Chacham Bina Das. What is the idea of Das? That's the ultimate union of a marriage. Because we know that Das is where the expression is that you connect your Das in a very strong way. So Das is a real deep connection. Up to the point when you have Das, what comes after Das? Then you have the emotions. Chesed and Gvura and Avir and Yira. So the love and the awe come afterwards. And like the Alter Rebbe says, that once you have Avir and Yira, then you have in Avir and Yira, you have all the mitzvahs. The positive mitzvahs from loving Hashem, and the negative mitzvahs from Yiras Hashem. And which is also connected to the Ten Commandments. Like the Alter explains in Tanya, that... That's why Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha, the first two commandments we heard from Hashem. Why is that? Because Anoichi included all the positive commandments, and Lo Yilecha includes all the negative commandments. So the ultimate goal is to get to the level of Yedata. We connect in the deepest level, and through Das, that creates the Ava and the Yira and all the mitzvah and all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now, when we do our spiritual work. And Derva says, especially in the afternoon, which is the time of praying the Mincha prayer services, which is connected to Yitzchak Avinu, and we know that Yitzchak is connected to the future, because as we know, when Mashiach comes, even though we have Abraham, we have Isaac and Jacob, who are we going to say, who's our father? Yitzchak's going to be our father. Now, even though you're going to say Yaakov, he's the one, the chosen of the patriarchs, but in reference to the future, it's all connected to what? To Yitzchak, and Yitzchak's connected to the idea of Mincha. And especially, the Rebbe says, when the Rebbe says the Chassid Gisker on Shabbat, and Shabbat is a day of Einig, pleasure, and all our work is done, and especially in the time of Mincha, which is called Riven, the most powerful time of Shabbat, we're going to come very, very soon to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the whole Jewish people is going to gather in the land of Israel, the land we're going to have all the 10 nations we're going to inherit, and it's going to happen like Derba finishes off, Bimheira V'Yameinu Mamash, very, very soon, quickly in our days. So here again, you have another beautiful, powerful Chassidic discourse of the Rebbe about the idea of connecting to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. On one hand, we have all the gifts. Learning Torah, we have all the gifts. When we do our Avodah, we get to the level of Yedatas Hashem, and by connecting to the level of Das, that's where we bring down all the blessings, and that will ultimately give us, by doing our Avodah, the ultimate Yedatas Hashem. When Mashiach comes, we'll have the highest level of knowing of Hashem. Thanks so much for joining us for our weekly class on Chassidut, and let's hope our next class will be Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.